Good morning. 8:37 a.m. on Saturday, March the 24th, 2018. Day two of Novel-Rama. Some of you saw last night that yesterday was a 10,000 word day. It was actually 10,000 and a few hundred. This morning, I've only got 1,200 words. I think I'm actually an hour earlier than yesterday. I didn't think I walked yesterday until like 9 o'clock or something. So, yeah, I think I'm about at the same place. I had a rough morning. I got up at, I want to say, 5:30. And started writing. I had my peanut butter toast, had my coffee. And I started writing, but I couldn't. I couldn't seem to wake up. I had a wicked headache. So I laid down and took a nap. Which I wish I had done yesterday. Took a little 20-minute nap and woke up feeling a little bit better. But I'm having a hard time focusing. I'm having a hard time staying awake still. Part of it is that I was up too late last night. I was up till like 11 o'clock. I stopped writing it. I want to say I stopped writing around 9. And did a little playing with dinosaurs. And shut it off at 10. I did not play more than an hour. I allot myself an hour of play time per day. While Novel-Rama is going on. And I'm shooting for 12,500 words every day. But I'll happily fail back to 10,000 words. The book itself is now over 20,000 words. And considering that I only started it last week, that's not bad. Because I lost a couple of days between here and there with beta reader feedback and stuff. So, yeah. This is pretty... This feels pretty good. I'm already tired. It's only the beginning of the second day, so... I don't know. I'm going to push hard and see what I can do. Because getting this book out would be in the next month and a half, 2 months. I have an editor slot reserved for May, which means I have to get this book done no later than the middle of April. Which is only like 3 weeks away, so I gotta kind of get this thing. I gotta keep this thing cooking because right now it's cooking along. I have to keep it cooking. The 40 sentence outline is helping, although I find myself deviating from it more and more as we go further into the book. It's giving me milestones. It's giving me things to look at, things to do. And some of those things don't make sense in the context of the story as it's being written. So rather than abandon those things, I'm just sort of adapting them to be. Okay, well, that's what I thought before I started, but if that's what I thought going forward from here, what would it be that, now that I know what this book is, and that seems to be working. It's given me some touchstones, some places to say, okay, I'm here now. I'm at this point in the story now. Some of the chapters kick even two or three beats instead of one. Which means I have to write some transition chapters between to get them from, okay, well, this was supposed to be this, but I need something else to go in here now because I did that in the last chapter. Or sometimes even the chapter before. But it's still working. It's still offering me prompts to keep me focused on the story, to keep the story moving forward, to keep the action on the page. So from that perspective, it's working pretty well. I'm very pleased, and the fact that it is still working is even more pleasing, because that means pushing through the mushy middle and getting to the last act is going to be a lot less onerous. Now the question is whether or not I'll be at my word count goals, because I'm writing very sparsely. There's not a lot of stuff there. Good morning. There's not a lot of the kind of examination of the everyday stuff. I think I just recently missed a good opportunity by jumping forward a week in time. And I could have been exploring characterization. That's a noisy car. For as little acceleration as it's doing for all the noise. Oh, that's an interesting sound. What is that? Two couples and a baby buggy. And a baby buggy, not in a baby buggy. There was a baby, actually, in the buggy. And they're walking along with Starbucks coffee cups. So I'm assuming they just come back from their Saturday morning walk to Starbucks and back. I have to say, I'm feeling more than a tad peckish. I wound up going home and making a frittata with eggs and ham. Aged cheddar onion. I'm feeling more than a tad peckish at the moment. I think I need to pay attention to that, because I don't think that's helping anything. The peanut butter toast was good, but the protein fix from the egg and the ham was definitely a helpful kick in the butt as the morning wore on. We did Chinese takeout for supper last night, so my involvement with dinner was relatively curtailed, and it also left with us a lot of leftover Chinese, which we can reheat and use, eat for lunch, and I have a pot of chili for dinner. So all I have to do is warm that up, maybe throw some potatoes in it. Throw some potatoes in it to stretch it out a little more, so maybe we'll have it left over for lunch for tomorrow. Every meal that I don't have to fix from scratch is pretty much an hour saved. Sometimes more, depending on how much cleanup I have to do after fixing the meal. Every hour is a thousand words. As long as I spend it on writing, it's a thousand words. If I don't spend it on writing, it's kind of an opportunity cost thing, where I'm sacrificing writing time for something else that needs to be equally important. So I wore a parka this morning because I looked at the weather report online. It said it was 31 degrees out. I put on my long johns while I was getting dressed. And I came upstairs and found that it was 41 degrees out. But I thought, well, maybe it's not that warm. So I brought the parka, and it is that warm. The sun is just, it's beautiful. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. I did my walking meditation when I started out, so I'm feeling relatively calm. And what I need to feel is relatively invigorated by the time I get home. Oh, I know. I've got some, protein bars in the pantry. I can grab a protein bar and another cup of coffee for my return. Get ready, say it with me. I feel the need for protein, so that's an issue. Oh, here comes my friend with the puppy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Long time no see. How you been?
I know. I was just thinking about you. I hadn't seen you for a while.
I've been walking later. I usually see her across the street. I don't generally see her at the same side. She's regular clockwork, and I've been sort of all over the map, which sort of makes me think I am an hour earlier this morning. I'm pretty sure when I recorded it in my bullet journal yesterday, I recorded it from 9 to 10 instead of 8 to 9. I need to be back before 9 o'clock. It's 8:49. 12 minutes, yeah, I should be okay. I need to be back before 9 because there's an alarm going to go off at 9 o'clock to remind me that it's work time. And I don't want to have it chop off the end of the recording, making my post-production effort that much longer by requiring me to put the two files together. So yeah, I should be home. I'm like 8 or 9 minutes out, and I have I have 10 minutes to make it back. Let me pick up the pace just a smidge. See if we can't cut a minute off this. I was something under 20 minutes yesterday. I'm 12 plus right now. 10 minutes to make it back, so I should be back in with a minute or two to spare. Anyway. So yeah, it's a lovely morning. It's a gorgeous morning. I'm trying to pump myself up here by getting the blood moving, by getting the air. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Don't smell anything interesting yet today. Usually this time on a Saturday morning, I usually like smell dryer sheets or something. But no, it's just been a very quiet morning. I'm kind of surprised at the number of people I've seen. The group of four was totally unexpected. I very, very rarely see more than one or two people at a time. I did walk past a couple of joggers earlier. Ah. So, yes, the suicide run is, Karen has already finished her first pass and has started her second, which will probably be her final pass. I don't know how long it'll take her to get through it. The home run is at something north of 20,000 words total right now. When I add the 19,900 from yesterday to 1,200 this morning. It's 21,000-ish. Yeah, 21,100 words, something like that. Anyway, it's moving along. Good morning. Guy without his puppy. And I'm really dedicated to the idea that I'm going to write perhaps as many as 12,500 words. I only fell short by 2,300 words yesterday. If I had two more hours in the day, if I had written until 10 o'clock and then not played, I might have been able to get it down to 1,300. But I also lost a couple of hours yesterday morning after the walk, making breakfast. And I spent way too much time fiddling about on Facebook. So today I'm going to keep my Facebook exposure to an absolute minimum. I do check-ins with the Novelrama. They do sprints. They do hour-long sprints where we all try to write as many words as we can in that hour, and then we post the words and our progress, and then go back to work. But the problem is, wait, once I get involved in posting that number, I kind of don't shut it off again. So I need to pay a little more attention. I need to be a little more disciplined about that. And perhaps set a timer at either the hour or 5 minutes till, so that I start... I either start within 5 minutes of the top of the hour, or I start, or I stop 5 minutes before the end. So they're actually 55-minute hours, and post my words for the 55 minutes, and then shut the window again, and start up again at the top of the hour. That would give me time to do things like get a cup of coffee, pee, roll my shoulders around a little bit, stretch my arms out, before I sit down and start the next 55-minute stretch. I'm still having a little bit of trouble getting into the flow of just blasting words onto the page, because I can fix it in post. I can fix a bad sentence in a second draft. But until I get a second draft, I can't fix anything. And I find myself fiddling around with, is this the right word, or is that the right word, or what's going to happen next, where am I on my outline, how can I make this work? I came up with like three ideas while I was walking this morning, so that's pretty good. And what happens when a space station blows up? Stuff. So yeah, here we go. Look, I'm almost home. Good. I can get a snack. I can get a coffee. I can get back to the keyboard and upload this. I may not get it all uploaded before 9 o'clock, but or at least posted before 9 o'clock. But it won't take long. I start the upload before I get back in the house. So generally, it's there by the time I get back downstairs. So that's where we are today. Today is, I think I said before, Saturday, March the 24th. Yes. And it's 8:57 a.m. And tomorrow's another day, and I will, with any luck at all, talk to you then.